Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name's Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week's episode is really, really fun. We are going to be featuring not wild trivia, but I guess it could get a little wild, but we're going to be featuring trivia about farm animals. It's spring, little babies are being born all over the place, and what better time to talk about farm animals? But before we get to that, we want to jump to our fan question of the week. This week's fan jumped onto speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and left us this question. We're going to turn things over to Bryce for this week's question.
My name is Bryce Borowitz, and my trivia question is, after coming back to the NBA after playing baseball, what number did Michael Jordan originally wear?
So coming back to the NBA after playing baseball, what number did Michael Jordan wear?
23.
Okay, he says 23. I think I remember this. This was my heyday for basketball. Michael Jordan wore 23, and then he went to go play baseball. And when he came back from playing baseball, he changed his number, and he was number 45.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
I know that.
So let's see. We're going to check in. Bryce.
I'm going to change it. 45.
You're changing it to 45? All right. Bryce, give us the answer.
45.
Got it. Yes.
We both got it.
45. Now, Michael Jordan was not the same after he came back. You're too young to know that. But yeah, he left basketball for baseball. One, he wasn't a very good baseball player. but then he went back to basketball and just wasn't as great as he would hoped. And so it didn't last for very
baseball
long.
Baseball sucks the life out of basketball players. That's not true. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, he was really not a good baseball player, but regardless, that's neither here nor there.
The best basketball player ever.
Yes, I would agree. The best basketball player ever. Thank you so much for that question, Bryce. And we really appreciate you logging on to SpeakPipe and leaving that for us. All right. So we're going to jump right into farm animal trivia. So the questions are going to get tougher as we go. These are the easiest questions we have to offer. We call this round the trivia top round. So here we go. Question one of farm animal trivia. Which male animal has horns that curl in the shape of a spiral?
Mountain goat?
A mountain goat? I think you're correct. Let me double check. Nope, you are incorrect. Mountain goats do not generally have the spiral horns. They actually have little pointy horns. So I think, yes. So you say ram, and yeah, and ram would be correct. And we call a ram a male sheep. So really the answer we're looking for is technically sheep, because it was, the question was, what male animal has horns that, you know, so that's okay. That was good. So you got it on like the second try. Have you ever seen a ram in person?
No.
Yeah, do they have rams at the zoo?
I don't know.
I think they might have a few rams at the zoo.
I'm like not little sure. Ones. I don't think they do though.
No, not in like the petting zoo part?
No, they have goats, but not rams.
Okay.
Wait, so you're telling me that the Los Angeles Rams are just the Los Angeles sheeps?
Correct. They're just male sheep. So they should like come out and they're like, welcome the Rams. And it should be,
welcome the Los Angeles Rams.
That would not intimidate anyone. I don't think it would. All right. Question two. What is the most common type of farm animal worldwide?
Chicken.
Chickens is correct. Very good. They can lay more than 250 eggs per year. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So like one chicken, 250. That's a lot of eggs.
I'm pretty sure chicken is the most eaten animal in the world.
Probably. I would say up there.
Probably 1 billion people eat it each year.
I think that's, now we're just throwing numbers out there. But you're probably right. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Now, you have a weird fear of chickens, don't you?
Yes.
And why is that? What makes you afraid?
The way they walk, their talons, it's just creepy.
It's just creepy. Well, we had a really good experience with some chickens lately, yeah. Didn't we? Yeah, we went and visited a friend's farm. They had some interesting chickens. Question 3. What is the term for a baby horse?
A foal.
A foal is correct. Yeah. Now, it's kind of slightly unrelated, but I actually have been kind of getting into it. Well, I shouldn't say getting into. For some reason, the internet feeds me videos of this guy who is like a veterinarian type of person. And his name is Nate the Hoof Guy. And he, like, they make videos of him trimming hooves on like horses and cows and stuff. They're pretty interesting, aren't they?
Yeah.
You watched my over my shoulder a couple of times. But yeah, they're kind of different. But yeah, watching a horse's hooves get trimmed is a very unique experience. So if you haven't checked it out, it's a very interesting watch. Question 4. Which bird on a farm is known for waking people up early in the morning?
A rooster.
Rooster is correct.
I gotta leave the house.
And that was going to be my question. I was going to say, all right, you got to give us your best rooster. That was the best one.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Excellent. How about a rooster with a cold? That was fantastic. Good job. Question 5. Which long-haired, horned breed of cow comes from Scotland and has become popular in the United States for its cute looks and its social media fame?
I don't know.
You don't know. That's okay. They call this cow a Highland cow.
Oh, a Highland cow. I've seen one before.
Yep. And I was lucky enough to go with the mom to Scotland. And we went up into the Highlands and we saw a couple farms that had big hairy cows. Like in person, they are the coolest animals.
They have them at the zoo.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they had
them. They're new.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't been to the zoo for a while. So that's cool. Yeah, I love those. Hairy cows. All right, and that's going to do it for the first round, our trivia tot round. Emmett is doing fantastic. And we're going to move on to tougher questions. These questions get a little bit harder. We call this round
the Mind Movers round.
Here we go. Question 6. What do cows chew over and over again to help them digest their food?
Hey,
well, technically you're not really wrong, but when it kind of, they have a name for the food that basically what happens is the cows kind of like chew it up and they swallow it and then they bring it back up and they keep chewing it over and over again. And they call that chewing their cud and it helps them digest. Oh. So yeah, it's kind of gross, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you think about that? Yeah, I don't think we need to talk about that anymore. Question 7. Which state in the U.S. has the most farms?
I wonder. This is such a tough question. It's Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is incorrect.
What?
We do have a lot of farms, but I think when I tell you the answer, I think it'll make sense. The answer is Texas. It's a big old state, man. There's a lot of farms in Texas. So much of our cattle and our beef and our and other stuff comes from Texas. So there's a ton of farms down there.
No dairy.
Not as many dairy cows, you're right. But a lot more cattle. Question 8. How many stomach compartments does a cow have?
Three
is so close, but so far away.
Before.
The answer is four. Very good. Four stomach compartments. Don't you wish that you had four stomach compartments sometimes? You have like a really big meal and it's
already
like,
do.
Like, oh, you do? I suppose, yeah, you have like, you come home after school and you have a snack and that goes in compartment one, and then you have dinner in compartment two and dessert in compartment three, and then popcorn in compartment
four. Actually, you have nine of them, but.
It is true. The lad can eat his way around an evening. Question 9. What is the process of removing fleece from sheep and alpaca called?
Shearing.
Shearing is correct. We just had a really fun experience with sheared alpacas, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that? We went to a friend's farm, right?
That same friend's farm.
Yeah, the same friend. She has chickens and she has alpacas and she has bunnies and yeah, all kinds of stuff. Ducks. Yep. You name it. So the business we're talking about is the Pioneer Pearl, and they are a yarn business in Door County in Wisconsin, in Brussels specifically. And so a lot of the yarn that she makes, she actually shears from her own alpacas at her own farm. And we got to see them. They had just been sheared, right?
Yeah.
And like, what do they kind of look like? Can you describe them for
alpacas?
Everyone?
Alpacas?
Yeah, like sheared alpacas though.
Yeah.
They like, but describe kind of what they look like. Were they like really big and bushy or?
No. They were skin and bone.
Yeah, like really super skinny with these really long necks. It was, they're almost like little mini giraffes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. They have weird alien eyes that like stick out.
Well, one of them was deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And that one had bright blue eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. But yeah, they were really cute though. They have a little baby one that was only about 9 months old. Pretty awesome. So yeah, if you're ever in Door County, go visit the Pioneer Pearls and Pioneer Pantry in Brussels. Go check them out. Question 10. What famous animated movie features a horse and is set near wild farmland?
Spirit.
Spirit is correct. Do you know what the little like subtitle is?
No, because there's a million Spirit movies.
well, so the first one is Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron.
What? Oh,
yeah, I know, right?
Huh?
I've never actually watched the Spirit movie, but yeah, I'm sure they're pretty good. That's why they made so many of them.
Personally, I didn't find it very entertaining.
You're not a horse guy?
No.
No. Yeah, we're not horse
people
around
here. I'm a cow guy.
Yeah, I'm a much bigger cow guy than horse guy. All right. And that's going to bring round two to a close, the mind mover round. Emmett's doing great. He's only missed a couple, and he's been doing well, but we're about to ratchet up the difficulty here. So get your helmets, pull up your socks up to your knees, double knot the shoes, tie your hair back, pigtails, ponytails, because these questions are going to get real difficult, folks. These are...
The Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11. What farm animal has rectangular pupils helping it see predators from behind?
An alpaca?
Alpaca is incorrect. Very close, though. Not too far off. The answer we're looking for is a goat.
We saw alpacas with square pupils at that farm.
Do they have square pupils?
At the farm, they did. Those two.
The answer is no. Alpacas do not have square pupils.
But I saw them have square pupils.
Oh, wait, no. See, now this one says yes, they do. Oh, Google. Google doesn't know what it's doing. I think this might be a, depending on the type of alpaca, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 50-50. So it does say some alpacas do have large rectangular pupils. So you know what? We're going to give that to you. Goats and some alpacas. Question 12. What special kind of underground fungus do some pigs have an amazing sense of smell for?
I don't know.
I'm going to give you a hint. This is really good on French fries.
Ketchup?
If only ketchup were an underground fungus, but it would not. No, the answer we're looking for is truffles. So sometimes they take oil
truffles.
Yeah, and they put the truffles in the oil and they make truffle oil. Oh, it's real good. Good, good, good stuff. Truffles are incredibly expensive too. Like just a couple, like a little ounce of truffles is really expensive. So, but apparently pigs can sniff them out. Who would have thought? Question 13. How much milk does a dairy cow produce per day?
One point two gallons
is very specific, but unfortunately incorrect. The answer is about 6 to 7 gallons per day.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a lot of milk. Like 7 gallons a day, that's a lot. I suppose those little cows, they must drink a lot. Do you have any good field trip stories about cows?
Got to milk one at Mulberry Farms.
Oh, did you? I've never been able to do that before. Did you get the milk to come out?
No.
No?
You know, and I squeezed a cow's udders for no reason.
It was fruitless?
Yes, it was, unfortunately.
That had to have been frustrating. So the mom put a little note in this question that says that she went, it's really common, like, because you probably, were you at Mulberry Farms for a field trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really common for kids to go to the farm for a field trip in Wisconsin. And mom got pooped on once by a cow with, and I guess the whole row of kids with her, while they were doing the milking demonstration, the whole row got pooped on during their trip.
How?
and she writes, use your imagination on how that happened. I can only imagine how an entire row of kids gets pooped on. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, an entire row of kids gets pooped on at a farm. You can get the picture, right?
Oh, I love that for her. Question 14. Which animal is known to lie down when there is a storm coming?
A dog?
I think that's a great guess, but unfortunately not the one we're looking for. The answer we're looking for is cows. You know that cows actually lay down when storms are coming? It's kind of funny, and they also pick their friends, and they break off into little cliques or groups of close friends away from the herd. So they all don't stick together. They kind of break up into smaller groups.
Cows. We're remarkable cows.
That Sandra Boynton loves her cows. All right, and finally, the last question of farm animal trivia. 15. Which candy bar is named after a farm animal?
I don't know.
Just take a guess. Any major candy bar?
York.
Oh, that's a good guess. York peppermint patties are a good guess, but it's incorrect. The answer is Snickers.
What kind of animal is called a Snicker?
That's a great question. It is not named after the animal. They actually had a horse. The Mars family from Mars candy bars had a horse, and their favorite horse was named Snickers, which is why they named the famous candy bar Snickers. What do you think of that?
Weird.
Weird. Awesome. All right, folks. Well, that does it for farm animal trivia. Did you enjoy this one?
Yes.
So, yeah, I just felt like I was not thinking that farm animal trivia was going to be as fun as it was. I actually really enjoyed this one. I learned a lot, too. We would invite all of our fans to send us a SpeakPipe question by logging on to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and leave us your name, where you're listening, and your question. And don't forget to give us the answer in case we don't know it. Thank you for all of those. Also, you can find us on social media over on Facebook and on Instagram at dadladtrivia. We give updates about different episodes coming up, as well as incorporating some new information. Anytime that we have new stuff, we're going to post it there. And finally, wherever you're listening, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure that you give us a 5-star rating and maybe even write us a review. It really helps us to find other trivia listeners just like you. So thank you so much for all of those reviews. All right, buddy. You got any final thoughts on farm animal trivia?
Moo.
Good. Good. That was fantastic. As always, thank you again for everyone tuning in each and every week. We wouldn't be able to do this podcast without you. We hope you have a good rest of your week, and we'll see you later.
Alligators. Moo.